Hello, Year 3. So I'm back today with chapters 4 and 5, because chapter 5 is quite a short one, so I'm just going to tag it on the end. So here we go with chapter 4, Animal Pills. At this point, George suddenly had an extra good wheeze. Although the medicine cupboard in the house was forbidden ground, what about the medicines his father kept on the shelf in the shed next to the hen house? The animal medicines. What about those? Nobody had ever told him he mustn't touch them. Let's face it, George said to himself. Hairspray and shaving cream and shoe polish are all very well, and they will no doubt cause some splendid explosions inside the old geezer. But what the magic mixture now needs is a touch of the real stuff, real pills and real tonics to give it punch and muscle. George picked up the heavy 3/4 full saucepan and carried it out of the back door. He crossed the farmyard and headed straight for the shed along the hen house. He knew his father wouldn't be there. He was out haymaking in one of the meadows. George entered the dusty old shed and put the saucepan on the bench. Then he looked up at the medicine shelf. There were 5 big bottles there. 2 were full of pills, 2 were full of runny stuff, and 1 was full of powder. I'll use them all, George said. Grandma needs them. Boy, does she need them. The first bottle he took down contained an orange-coloured powder. The label said, for chickens with foul pest, hen gripe, sore beaks, gammy legs, cockerellitis, egg trouble, broodiness or loss of feathers. Mix 1 spoonful only with each bucket of feed. Well, George said aloud to himself as he tipped in the whole bottleful. The old bird won't be losing any feathers after she's had a dose of this. The next bottle he took down had about 500 gigantic purple pills in it. For horses with horse throats, it said on the label. The horse-throated horse should suck 1 pill twice a day. Grandma may not have a horse throat, George said, but she's certainly got a sharp tongue. Maybe they'll cure that instead. Into the saucepan went the 500 gigantic purple pills. Then there was a bottle of thick yellowish liquid. For cows, bulls and bullocks, the label said. We'll cure cowpox, cow mange, crumpled horns, bad breath in bulls, earache, toothache, headache, hoofache, tailache and sore udders. That grumpy old cow in the living room has every one of those rotten illnesses, George said. She'll need it all. With a slop and a gurgle, the yellow liquid splashed into the now nearly full saucepan. The next bottle contained a brilliant red liquid. Sheep dip, it said on the label. For sheep with sheep rot and for getting rid of ticks and fleas. Mix 1 spoonful in 1 gallon of water and slosh it over the sheep. Caution, do not make the mixture any stronger or the wool will fall out and the animal will be naked. Come, said George, how I'd love to walk in and slosh it all over Grandma and watch the ticks and fleas go jumping off her. But I can't, I mustn't, so she'll have to drink it instead. He poured the bright red medicine into the saucepan. The last bottle on the shelf was full of pale green pills. Pig pills, the label announced. For pigs with pox, tender trotters, bristle blight and swine sickness. Give 1 pill per day. In severe cases, 2 pills may be given, but more than that will make the pig rock and roll. Just the stuff, said George, for that miserable old pig back in there. She'll need a very big dose. He tipped all the green pills, hundreds and hundreds of them, into the saucepan. There was an old stick lying on the bench that had been used for stirring paint. George picked it up and started to stir his marvellous concoction. The mixture was as thick as cream, and as he stirred and stirred, many wonderful colours rose up from the